Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome. It is hour number two of our get together. Welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in the house. And I'm playing with the clock. It is 7:07.
We're in trouble.
Yeah.
Bob's playing with the computer again.
Did I say your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
Top story, 15-year-old girl, alleged killer shooter in this Christian school. This is in Madison, Wisconsin. Two dead, and the shooter turned the gun on herself. Also, six injured, some seriously. Obviously, terrible, horrendous event. She's 15 years old. She somehow got a hold of a 9mm handgun and shot at people. At the school. I'm not minimizing this thing, but all the left is going to do is they're going to go gun control, and sure enough, like a clock, tick-tock. Oh, here comes Joe Biden.
Oh, shuffling out.
Yeah, oh, he's shooting. We got to ban those scary, scary, ARs. We've got it. Oh, those are scary guns.
Why are we talking about that when a 9mm handgun was used?
I have no idea. You'd have to ask Joe. And I have a funny feeling he would have no idea what you're talking about either.
Probably.
Maybe even when he did enjoy more lucid times.
By the way, 9:05, going to talk to Luis Valdez from Florida Gun Owners of America. He actually, besides regular law enforcement in general, was also a school resource officer in the past. And so he will have some perspective on this.
He's an indispensable asset that we enjoy utilizing.
Yes.
You're on the show.
Yep.
All right. It is a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to our friends at Florence Recycling. Mitt Romney. Is even Mitt Romney coming around? What? Everybody? Are they going to start to become buddies with Trump? Have they seen the light?
What?
Well.
What are you talking about?
Senator Mitt Romney is soon to retire, right? He's contending people can't complain about Trump's cabinet picks. So Trump signaled that he would make such picks. Yeah. Now, he's been a longtime critic of the president. I mean, over the top. Remember that speech he gave where, I mean, he just ripped Trump to shreds? And it was like, did you get the memo? It's too late for anyone else to run. Like a week before the election.
Oh, man.
Anyway, it's like, yeah, do you realize what you're doing, right? I don't know. So, he said on CNN State of the Union on Sunday that since Trump won the election overwhelmingly, he should be given a chance to enact the policies he desires. Again, look, Donald Trump won. He won overwhelmingly. He said what he was going to do, and that's what he's doing. I mean, people are saying, oh, I don't like this appointment or this policy, and that he's and what he's talking about. But those are the things he said he was going to do when he ran. You can't complain about someone who does what he said he was going to do. And he adds this in there, and he says, and I agree with him on a lot of policy fronts. I disagree with him on some things, but it's like, okay, give him a chance to do what he said he's going to do and see how it works out. This has got to be the most positive that he has been about Trump in a decade. Really? Yep. He said when asked about his feelings on who Trump has selected for his cabinet, Romney said it was not who he would who he personally would have selected, but he noted that he lost the 2012 presidential election while Trump has won. He says, well, a very famous book talked about Abraham Lincoln choosing a team of rivals. This is a team of people who are very, very different, extraordinarily different backgrounds, different perspectives on issues in some cases. I think even, the president. So an unusual collection of individuals, not the people I would have chosen. But I lost. He won. All right. I would like to revisit that and win, but I'd get the chance. And so these are the kinds of people he wants to run. He's entitled to that, he added.
Nice.
That is, yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty, he's being rational.
He's being nice.
Extraordinarily different backgrounds, which is true, but he is sort of leaning a little into that, what they say, the bar at Star Wars. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Who said that? Joy or one of those
one
other
of them, yeah.
dingbats?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All of a sudden, diversity is a bad word if Trump utilizes it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, I think that is a positive thing because the way he was talking about Trump.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Now I'm waiting for Liz Cheney.
Ugh.
I don't think that's...
Oh, I hope she doesn't see
anything. No.
We don't want to hear from her.
Hey, the guy with the second best hair in all of North America... You know who's number one, right?
Well, it's going to be Newsom.
Right. And since I said North America,
not United States.
Yeah, I'm kind of opening that up
You're
a little bit.
You're crossing the northern border.
It's possible.
Okay.
And who am I going to talk about now? Trudeau.
Oui. Eh?
Oui, eh? Hey, I like how you did that. You got the French Canadians and the...
Canadian
regular, the regular Canadians, and even the Canadian bacon people all in there. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau faced the biggest test of his political career after the finance minister, Chrystia Freeland, long one of the most powerful and loyal ministers, resigned from the cabinet yesterday. Yeah.
Hmm.
The stunning move raised questions about how much longer the prime minister of nearly 10 years, whose popularity has plummeted due to concerns about inflation and immigration, can stay on as his administration scrambles to deal with incoming U.S. President-elect Donald Trump. Well, Trudeau swiftly named longtime ally and friend Dominic Leblanc. Previously, the public safety minister recently joined the prime minister at dinner with Trump at Mar-a-Lago. Yeah. After being sworn in, Leblanc told reporters he and Trudeau are focused on the cost of living facing Canadians and on finding common ground with Trump on border security and economic issues. All right. He said, I'm very confident we can continue to do the necessary work. Well, there you go. Could be good news. But Trudeau, yeah, I think Trump will do nothing but maybe help pick up his numbers a little bit.
Oh, I think so. Because I think if Trudeau gets on board and kind of follows a little more conservative view, I think that could be good for the people.
Mm-hmm.
And then they will like him again.
I have a weasel story.
Really?
Weasels rip my flesh.
Yeah, which weasel? What kind of weasel?
Andrew McCabe. Remember that weasel?
Oh, yeah.
Former FBI Deputy Director Andrew the Weasel McCabe said it is time to change the context of gun ownership in the United States. This statement of brilliance, according to, I'm sure, his own mind, comes right after the Madison Christian School shooting. CNN broadcast he was on, he says, we're going nowhere because it keeps happening. We know it's going to happen again. It's happening today. It's going to happen again in the near future. I can guarantee you that. And every time it happens, we do just about nothing. That doesn't mean there aren't things that we can't do. We could do things. We could. We could support and enact legislation that changes the context of gun ownership in this country and emphasizes gun safety and responsibility with the firearms that you own. I don't hear any disagreement.
Has he heard of GOA or NRA or all these programs that are out there all the time?
Oh, he's heard of them.
Yeah.
But I don't know that he connects all of the safety programs that they have been doing for decades with the fact that they're also lobbyists protecting the Second Amendment rights of Americans.
Mm-hmm.
So he just thinks, well, they're just lobbyists. He doesn't know about all of the programs that these folks have initiated. But it's hard to talk about gun safety and responsibility with firearms when basically all kids are taught, guns are scary, guns are bad, run away. So how do you teach respect and responsibility? You're just teaching fear.
Mm-hmm.
And when kids become of a rebellion age, what do? They want to take on things that they were told to be afraid of.
And sometimes instill fear.
Yeah.
Mm.
All righty. It is 7:16. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Hey, don't forget the Bob Rose Show podcast available wherever you normally get your podcast. Just click on subscribe. 97.3 The Sky.
Afternoons at 3.
For anybody that has ever wanted limited government, this is probably the only opportunity that we will have.
Sean Hannity.
To get rid of waste and fraud and abuse, as long as Republican lawmakers go along.
On 97.3 The Sky.
Yeah, where do we go? What's the direction?
They're ticking me off.
Turning up the heat.
They're determined to turn us into another Russia.
Tell us what to do.
This is your time
to let off some steam.
You know, what do? The common man.
What's bugging you?
We won't give up.
Yeah, you.
The whole administration is a bunch of Looney Tunes.
What's bugging you? Call now on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It's time for What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. But you got something to say, something that's irritating you? Don't let it bug you any longer. Call in now, 877-975-9825. And if you don't get in right away, please try back and we'll try to do our best to squeeze you in, fit you in, to make it happen. All right, let's go to Pete. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Well, first, allow me to say that I'm really going to miss you guys over the Christmas holidays. You are as much a part of my morning as breakfast. It's going to be tough.
Well, thanks. We appreciate that.
You were talking about the briefings that President Trump is getting. For many, many years, all of the top-tier presidential candidates and, of course, the president-elect got regular security briefings. And the most famous example of this is in 1960 when Kennedy was running on something called the missile gap, which said that the Russians had superior nuclear missiles to the United States. Well, it turned out that wasn't true. But when Kennedy found out, he went ahead and just kept campaigning on the missile gap. So how does that relate to the Trump thing? Well, Trump has been told what's going on with these drones. If it was Harris, she would have been told. So people always don't tell you everything they know. Thank you, Bob.
All right, thank you. Yeah, he may know, and he's maybe been sworn to secrecy for some odd reason. We're trying to make heads or tails of it, and it will continue until we get what we figure may actually be the truth. Junior, what's bugging you?
Yeah, what's bugging me is what's going on in our stratosphere above Florida these days. It's pretty obvious to anybody looking up that there's something going on. Wikipedia says there's a proposed method of geoengineering called stratospheric aerosol injection, but, you know, Wikipedia is not always right. I think it's already something they're doing.
Something in our stratosphere that they're already doing. Okay. We'll start to pay attention to that. 877-975-9825. Call in now for What's Bugging You. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Good morning, Vaughn. What's bugging you?
I am a law-abiding citizen, and I'm on the side of the law. I'm a Trumper. There's been an overzealous investigator who has smeared a woman's name who's never been in trouble before in her life from a teenager with a history of trouble on Zoloft, whose mother even says can't be trusted, to try and tear apart a family who he feels he's never been a part of. They haven't even been to a pretrial conference to hear the defense yet, and they spew out absolute lies over the airwaves and social media. There's always two sides to a story, and in America, we are supposed to be innocent until we can prove ourselves, until they can prove someone guilty. And with the snoot in this town and the gossip, the family has been torn apart. And when it comes out and she's exonerated, I hope there's a lawsuit against this. She's been treated as if she's guilty. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we'll keep an eye on that one, too. Good morning, Tony. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning. Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown made her her Broadway debut in kind of a woke version of Romeo and Juliet. Mm-hmm. And she said that's her lifelong dream, is to be able to be on the Broadway stage. And there's a lot of pushback on this, Bob. Some people say it's undignified for a Supreme Court justice to be a Broadway star. Some people actually said it was horrible in her edition of the Backstreet Boys song, Show Me the Meaning of Being Lonely. And some people said it's just shameful. But I personally applaud her because her role was a queer black woman, and now she finally knows what a woman is, thanks to Broadway.
Here you go.
Wow.
Yeah.
There you go. Gotta love it.
I like how he put that all together there.
He did. Good job.
877-975-9825. Last chance. Good morning, Helen. What's bugging you?
Hi. This weekend, I bought a shirt to send to my niece in St. Cloud. And when I went to the post office to mail it, they told me that, you know, to get it there in time for Christmas would cost me $24. And I said, well, what other prices? And they said, well, you can mail it for $12, but we can't guarantee it. I mailed it Saturday, and my niece got it yesterday for $12.
Wow.
Well, they were trying to upsell you, and they were probably going by maybe not worst case scenario numbers, but, you know, within the guidelines. Yeah. It is so expensive to mail stuff.
Yes.
It is, you know, depending on what you're getting or whatever, sometimes you're better off, you know, ordering it online and mm-hmm. having it shipped directly that way, especially if you know, they're waiving the shipping, or you have the Prime or whatever.
Right. So that would be smart.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how much the blouse costs, but if it costs $24 to send it, yeah, that's doesn't sound very efficient.
No.
All righty then. What do we got here? 7:27 right now on the Bob Rose Show. And coming up, Greg Cassidy and I will be we'll be talking to Luis Valdez. That's actually going to be at 9:05. Do I have that right? Yeah, 9:05. Looking for the reaction to the reaction. He's a former police officer and a member of Gun Owners of America. We'll speak to him at that point. We've got a lot more to get to next on 97.3 The Sky.
It's almost time again to make our dreaded resolutions, bringing hope for the new year by making promises to ourselves.
To be more patient.
Some good.
Get fit.
Lose some damn weight, man.
Some smart.
Quit smoking. Work out again.
And some that just speak for themselves.
Be nicer to people.
Be nicer to people.
Here at The Sky, we resolve to continue bringing the latest news and a place to talk about it.
Happy New Year.
Hey, very happy New Year.
Hear about it first. Talk about it now. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning, and welcome. Yeah, it's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. Your major headline, of course, the big story. Fortunately, school shooting, 15-year-old girl was behind it. Natalie Rupno, nicknamed Samantha, two dead, six injured, and then turns the gun on herself, allegedly a 9mm. Joe Biden immediately comes out and says, we got to get rid of those scary rifles. Joe, it was a pistol. But anyway, we move on. It is 7:36, your time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Incoming Trump administration, they've already got plans to kill Biden's focus on diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI. Okay? These programs are a joke, a waste, counterproductive, stupid. And there's programs even at the Pentagon and the military. These things don't make sense. They don't. And they got to get rid of them, and they're going to.
Good.
I told you earlier that Vivek and Elon already said there's like $1 billion spent on just that sort of infrastructure of you, if you will, of the training, the DEI.
Wow.
Officials said the initial move would be the wholesale firing of DEI contractors and warnings to service academy chiefs that the woke era is over and it is time to get back to teaching war fighting. That's probably a good idea.
What a concept.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Prioritize, as I always like to say. If you've been in charge of, or if you're a contractor, anyone that has been leading the front on DEI can expect to see being fired pretty much on day one. That's according to former Trump White House spokesman Sean Spicer. The message has gone out that anybody who's been in charge of DEI at any level should be getting their resume in order. And that includes military folks. All right.
Good.
So
has no business there.
No. No. And the costs, you know, because anything you implement with the government is going to have incredible cost attached. So he's going to get rid of them. The other thing that I saw as well is getting people to get back to work in D.C. Yeah, you know about this, right?
There are so many. Been done a long time ago.
Yeah. Yeah, it should have been. I mean, after the COVID thing.
Yeah.
It should have been done then. And instead, what you've got is at the last minute, as soon as, you know, they figured out that Trump won, all of a sudden, they put this deal in where the folks that work for Social Security Administration out of D.C., 42,000 of them.
Right.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
They get like this five-year extension. 5 years to continue to work remote. And Trump talked about that. He goes, we'll see about that in court.
While the government is paying for buildings that those people have offices in.
Yep.
That you still have to heat and cool and light and be secure. Talk about a waste of money.
You know, I'm an advocate for working remote if it makes sense, if it's feasible, especially for like a hybrid. You report to office a couple days and maybe you can work remotely a couple days.
Yeah.
The problem is if you're either not going to take the time or want to go through the exercise of having to police everybody, you're not going to know who the slackers are, who's productive, who's not. When they're in-house, I guess it's a little easier to kind of keep the cats in line.
Sure.
I guess, theoretically. But President-elect Trump Monday indicated he's got plans to push back on this Biden move to reach an agreement that would allow tens of thousands of federal workers to remain in a hybrid work arrangement with telework through 2029. We're talking about a friendly takeover, a friendly transition, as they like to say. This is a friendly transition, and it is, Trump said at a press conference. But there are two events that took place that I think are very terrible. One is that if people don't come back to work, come back into the office, they're going to be dismissed. And somebody in the Biden administration gave a five-year waiver of that. So for 5 years, people don't have to come back to the office. He said that involves 49,000 people for 5 years.
Wow.
No. They just signed this thing. It's ridiculous. So it was like a gift to a union, and we're going to obviously be in court to stop it. Trump's comments came after a deal was reached earlier this month between the largest federal workers union and the American Federation of Government Employees and the Social Security Administration that, quote, places current levels of telework into our national agreement through October 25th, 2029. Yeah. A last minute deal as you're going out the door kind of thing, just to make things more difficult for the Trump administration.
That's up there with giving away more, stuff to Ukraine, like landmines. Let's just stir the pot in every possible way like you said, for that smooth transition for the incoming administration. Yeah.
Well, and, right. and these are employees that work for the Social Security Administration. Now, I'm going to cast stones lightly here.
Okay.
Okay. And this is based on anecdotal stuff of people that they've told me that had to deal with those folks. Either they're way behind or there's not enough employees. But I just told you there's like 49,000 people just in D.C. That's not your local
right.
Social Security offices, which are in any reasonably sized town in all of America.
Mm.
You've got plenty of people, it would seem. But yet the wheels grind very, very slowly. So this might be one of those areas where, you know, the Doge
mm-hmm.
may take a bite out of that workforce.
Yeah.
And then the rest will have to be more productive.
They might feel a little inspired.
One might think, but I got to tell you, look, I've been very, very fortunate to not have to manage people. And when I say that, I mean, if at the most, mm-hmm. a couple.
Yeah.
Two people, you know, so never really had to manage a group of people. So I can only, you know, think about that based on, you know, my ex, for one thing, who had to deal with that kind of situation. Basically, without giving away any personal information, when you start to actually check people's work,
uh-huh.
as she had to do.
Because they were working remote as well?
Yes.
Yeah.
She was blown away by the lack of work ethic. Blown away.
Mm.
Yeah, I got up and I logged on.
Uh-huh.
And then I made my daughter breakfast and I took her to school.
Wow.
You know you can't do that. When you're logging on, you're saying that I'm here to work.
Yeah, right.
And so basically, I mean, you're committing fraud. You're billing for hours you're not working.
Yeah.
And people go, oh, I didn't know. And you don't know, is this an act? Are you really ignorant or what?
Mm-hmm.
But she was amazed. It's like every single person, some worse than others, but definitely it seemed like the vast majority were taking advantage of the fact that they were able to work remote. And instead of being productive and happy to have that,
mm-hmm.
you know, went the opposite way. They totally took advantage of it. It's like, you know, if your productivity doesn't go up, one of two things are going to happen. You're going to be let go, or you're going to have to report to the office.
Uh-huh.
And even that was not motivation enough for a pretty good percentage. It's amazing.
I'm not surprised. I'm not.
And these are jobs that pay better than, you know, flipping burgers.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I would not want to do it if I had, like, you know, a telecom, some sort of business like that, as far as a career, I wouldn't want to do it from home because I know I'd be distracted. I mean, and there's something too, even when people were working from home and they said, you need to get up and get dressed and go to a room just like you were going to work.
Yes.
If you want to be as productive as you're going to work. And you know, most people didn't do that.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't.
And it's, you're right. You got to get in the right mindset to
do it.
Your
fuzzy slippers do not apply here. So,
yeah. Yeah, I can tell you that when I worked remotely, Greg, just so you know,
uh-huh.
I was always, mostly fully clothed.
Well, from what I could tell on the Zoom, that I was happy for that.
Thank you.
Yes. Sorry.
Excuse me.
Sorry.
I know sometimes, very rarely do I not know what you're going to say.
Uh-huh.
That was good, though. 7:45-ish. On the Bob Rose Show, Greg Cassidy is here. Don't forget the Bob Rose Show podcast, wherever you get your podcast, and just click on subscribe. 97.3 The Sky, hang in there.
The stories that matter.
The Republican Party now reflects the country.
Every day.
This is a mandate to change the way Washington works.
All day.
Isn't it nice to win? It's nice to win.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Day one promise, mass deportations.
What happened?
Tom Homan, border czar.
What it means.
Get the hell out of the way, because we're coming.
What's next?
Florida U.S. Senator Marco Rubio.
Mike Waltz, national security advisor.
A transition that's so smooth.
24/7.
The news station.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Greg's always in a better mood when I compliment his vehicle, which is very easy to do now. It's a Jeep.
Yeah.
It's a manly vehicle. The front bumper setup that you have, I really like it. What do you call the brush guard that goes over the top?
Like a brush guard, a hoop, which, I mean, has multiple purposes there.
I like it.
It's set up for a winch, got the lights in it, that'll kind of
thing. Looks good. What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Women can ride in it, too?
Yes.
Nice. We got to.
On the front.
Oh, that's where you put the... That's
where you put the winch.
It's called a winch.
Oh, winch.
I think.
Okay. As opposed to a wench.
Mm-hmm.
Big difference.
Yeah. Be careful. They can both give you trouble if you're not paying attention.
Wow.
Just having a little fun today, folks.
Yeah. Well, you got to find fun where you can when you look at the headlines, you know?
Well, exactly.
You got to get a break.
That school shooting. And in case you're, I'll give you the facts real quick in case you're not caught up with it. But I'm kind of warning Greg and letting everybody in. I'm doing like a low carb type diet. Now I lost weight before, as you know, the diet that I did, and it was effective. A little bit restrictive calorie wise, but that was all part of what you had to do. Okay, I get that. But I've slowly kind of put on some pounds, and I recently ordered a pair of leather pants. I did it. We talked about it. People laughed at me, and I did it anyway. And I got to tell you, I'm impressed. I'm impressed with the quality. I thought they would be really not great because I think I paid about, maybe $120, which if you want real leather pants, that is not a high price.
See, two things I envision. Either the ones that you used to get, like remember the leather jacket store that used to be in all the malls, whatever the chain was? Which was great.
Yes.
But they would sell these kind of really dorky looking ones. And so, or maybe you're envisioning people like, going back even to the disco era or the 70s, and maybe some folks, or after that, I guess, wore some leather pants.
Or before that.
Yeah, before or after, because the bell bottoms were a whole different thing.
Well, I mean, even they have, I don't know if this particular company does, but as I was doing searches, they have like what they call the Jim Morrison style.
Oh, yeah.
So they had,
those are cool.
And that way you can sort of go, oh, okay, I see that, what that's.
But we probably envision just kind of the cheap, black, plain looking, not really fitting very well. And probably that's the envisionment that a lot of folks get.
Now, I do have a pair of those that are more like a heavier mill. They're thicker for riding. And so
that's a whole different thing. That's
what they're designed for.
Yes.
Now these are designed. What they're trying to say is, look, leather's been a part of fashion for a very long time, and it continues to be. And so there's no reason not to, take the plunge. And no, it's not an age. So you don't have to be young. Mm-hmm. Now, clearly, if you're going to do something that's going to get attention, you want to be able to try, look halfway decent in them. So I got them yesterday.
Okay.
I tried them on, and I'm just being honest.
Yes.
Fit very, very well, except right there in the waist. I can button them.
That's not the pants' fault.
I could button them.
Right. But
breathing was a little bit laborious. I'm probably 5 pounds. 5 pounds.
And you know where it's at, yeah.
So, I'm going to do the no carb thing because it does two things. Helps you lose weight and that bloating. I'm probably, like a lot of people, at least somewhat sensitive to gluten. What? Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing at me? Somebody sent you something?
No, I just got a text from Ed Bilarski, CEO over at GRU, that I won't read on the air.
Well, he's not exactly the guy I would look to for trend-setting fashion.
You wish you could grow a ponytail like that.
I mean, the guy could use, a little fresh makeover. You know what I'm saying, Ed? 1978 is long gone, brother. You know what I'm saying?
Although, says the man who still has a fanny pack.
Yes.
Yes.
Said to the man who also enjoys our Second Amendment freedoms.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow.
There you go. So when are you? So you're going to lose the 5 pounds before you wear these in public? Is that the goal?
I'm going to be wearing them on New Year's Eve.
Really? Okay.
It's my goal.
Yeah.
So and of course I'll only put pictures out if I think they're at least somewhat flattering. And otherwise, I'll pretend like we never had this conversation.
And they don't exist.
That's why I hate the podcasts. Like, oh, no, yeah. You'll never miss a minute of the show. I'm like, I might want people to miss a minute of the show. I don't always. But I listen back. I go, did I say that?
Yeah. And they save them all, which is the crazy thing. It's like, come on, can't you? Yeah, we should have like a dump button for, and as
for
opposed
the podcast.
To live.
It can yes.
be, that did not make the podcast. That did not make the podcast.
Right, like you're being interviewed by law enforcement, and they're like, stop the recording.
Yeah.
But that's usually the best part.
Yeah, that's what we want to know.
The stuff well, I don't
these,
want on
are they
there.
Black? What color are they?
They're like a tan, yeah, like a tan, color, like a, maybe, I don't know if you'd call it camel. You know the interior of the car that is a really rich-looking brown leather?
Biscuit? Or darker?
It's like what?
Are you talking about like...
Darker
like
than biscuit, yeah.
Baseball glove?
Glove right
leather?
About there.
Because a lot of them do
right
that.
Right about there.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe a little darker than that, depending on the glove, because I have one
right.
that's, yeah, very similar. But they're soft. They're mm-hmm. lined. They use the
Whoa.
Good zippers, the YKK zippers
yeah.
or whatever.
Wow. I'm impressed already.
Yeah.
I haven't seen them.
I am. And please don't call and ask me the name because I really, honestly, off the top of my head, I do not know.
Right.
But they sent, they even sent a cloth for cleaning.
Wow. Look
yeah.
at you.
Yeah.
I do love the smell of like when you'd go in the leather shop back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
That is, yeah. Well, it's this. I can't wait for New Year's.
So we're looking for stories of leather. No, maybe we're not.
Maybe not.
Reminds me, I got to break out the English leather now.
Oh,
right?
No. Here we go. Wow.
Oh, good times, I tell you.
Absolutely.
All you right. Hey, coming up at 9:05, we're going to have our special guest from GOA, Luis Valdez, 97.3 The Sky.